groups. How many of you took the approach, or individuals, you can raise your hands, it didn't necessarily fall out in groups. How many of you took the approach of basically find something on the page that bugged you and then went to the list to figure out how to classify it? So you found the error and then you classified it.
Kind of.
Okay, how many people took the approach, I'm going to go look for organizational errors?
Kind of.
Yeah, what did you do to one another? The three of you are like, we're in both categories.
Yeah, we would like, and then try to go down and, oh wait, but that looks really bad too.
Okay, yeah. So you were using the list like as a cue. So you find something, you classify it, but then when looking at the list, it would remind you, oh, something I just saw actually follows any. Okay, that's all right, and that happens.
We're all right.
Okay, it'll be interesting to talk next week to see when you're working on your own what kind of a routine you settle into. Okay, just really quickly, each group highlight what you think is your favorite or biggest problem. I say favorite because it's usually the thing that jumps out at you first. So name a problem that you found on the page, how did you classify it, and what would you recommend to fix it?
I guess there is a lack of organization on the first page, so we would have suggested a grid, and then a grid format to organize the information, and we kind of went under simplicity and standardizing the hierarchy is part of the organization.
Okay, so for their organizational comment, they took a very design-oriented approach in that the underlying grid is weak and therefore it's not communicating any structure or hierarchy to the content. There is in fact structure and hierarchy in the content, and a better grid system would help to communicate that. So they identified an organizational error and recommended a stronger grid solution as a potential answer to that. Okay, middle group. Favorite error, classification, and what you would recommend? What was the first thing that jumped out at you? It's usually like...
kind of the same thing that you brought up.
Well, then the second thing that jumped out at you. That's good news, right? If everybody looked at it and saw the same thing, then it means you've all been indoctrinated into the Dave Hogue way of thinking.
Dave Hogue.
So what then is it? It was another problem, another big problem.
We had the problem with the credibility because the site doesn't appear to be the site that we were envisioning.
Okay, so the general name and content is I should be able to buy Native American art.
Right,
there's
at least
clearly an
a
emphasis
list of catalogs.
On the museum component,
right?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's weighted too heavily on the museum side,
right,
and not enough on understanding what people might also be able to buy there. Okay. Obviously, that's going to be a content issue, so the solution is going to be at least show some of the stuff that you sell, right? Okay, third group, what was a problem that you identified, and how did you classify it, and what would you do to solve it?
I guess we thought one of the biggest things was that they're talking about how it's the home of this rug, but the photos are so small that you can't really even see.
Okay.
What it is that they're trying to highlight, so that they should figure out a way to restructure along the other organizational issues that it's having to allow for larger photos so people can better see this.
So are small photos a visibility problem or an organizational problem?
Well, they're definitely a visibility problem.
Okay.
We also felt that there was organizational issues as to where the photos were placed.
Yeah, like this one off to the side actually belongs to the text to the left of it, but there's kind of a weak association. Remember gestalt proximity? We have our strongest connection is through the word discover, right? That little finger of a word that kind of says this goes here. Some placement issues, organizational issues, and then the lack of detail in the photos. So maybe access, click to embiggen, and being able to see large views of a photo could be a recommendation as well. What about goods? Did anybody find anything good that they would want to preserve?
Well, we like that the logo and then the contact, like the address, are visible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
So on a site that is relatively weak, the one thing that is important is to get people to the place where this big famous rug is, right? So prominently locating the address and phone number is helpful. We might want to add the actual hours of operation, but at least where you are and how to contact you is findable. So I agree, that's good. Other goods? Did y'all have a good? No. This was the negative group. The middle group just went for failure. Okay, you have a good?
Yeah, actually the first thing I noticed was, because it's huge, just the name.
I said something good.
It's easy to find, the name of the company name.
Oh, the logo you mean, just like the header at the top.
Yeah,
although the drop shadow makes it a little bit difficult to read.
We started picking that apart too. We started like, well, it is a little bit too large. And it's taking up some good, prime real estate. It doesn't have to be that large.
Right.
So I don't need to be that huge.
So I'm glad you picked up on something like this, because I thought people might also pick up on the fact that the text with the Coco Pelle icon, the Notre Dame Trading Company Museum, captures the heart of the Old West. Technically is also an accessibility issue, because that's text as a graphic. That's a bitmap file. It's not live text there. So it's not selectable. It's not searchable. So it's not going to contribute to SEO. It's going to not be available to anyone with a screen reader. But both the logo and that text are in fonts that may present some readability challenges, particularly as you look on different screen sizes. Like if you were to look at this on a mobile device, those become much more difficult to read. So we're in a funny little area now where there's a certain set of aesthetic judgments that we're making, right? Like we kind of want to say your logo's ugly. But that really has not so much to do with usability, maybe a bit of credibility you could pull it in. But we have to be careful about making aesthetic judgments versus making information and interaction design judgments. Just because I don't like the font that was used there, I can't necessarily criticize them for that. I can say, however, that using non-standard fonts needs to be done carefully, because it can have a negative impact on legibility or SEO or accessibility for the disabled when rendered as graphic images. So there are things that we could call out as the real potential problems beyond my perception that it's ugly. We could also say that the drop shadow behind the name at the top makes it difficult to read, and we would recommend a different graphic treatment so that the name of the company is more legible. Right? So it's a legibility, visibility, readability type of problem. So there are things that we could say, but we're not going to say, I think that's a crappy photo. Right? We might say the photos are too small, or professional photos may better capture the quality and importance of the product that you are trying to display. But we're not just going to say, who's your cheap-ass photographer? Put away the Kodak, or please don't scan Polaroids for your website, right? We're not being cruel. There's a legitimate concern to the credibility and to the visibility and the content on the site, but we need to figure out how we're going to phrase it in a much more professional way, one that just doesn't sound personally influenced. Like, it's, I don't like it, therefore it's a bad thing. A heuristics review is more about overall, what is the contribution to the perception and experience on the site? How well does it work? How can we make it better? How can we improve the perception as well as the quality? So we're trying to keep personal attitudes, personal beliefs out of it, and framing it in a larger perspective. And a little bit of practice, because we come across ugly stuff all the time, and we just have to figure out how to diplomatically frame it in a way that encourages the client to replace it or adjust it. Okay, so the assignment for next week
is actually kind of a fun one.
There's a little site here. Anyone who lives in San Francisco, you know Han Sabachi.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to pick on Han Sabachi. Comic Sans. Yay! Oh. I'm sorry for all the designers in the room. Your eyeballs just like your retina is detached. So, this is a small site. It's a half a dozen pages. So it's not a really big site. I want you to do heuristics analysis on their site. Take the model documents that you already saw, like the DWR, the Design Within Reach one. take a screenshot of each one of the main pages, overlay and highlight areas where there are problems, call them out, describe what the problem is, and make a recommendation for how you would address it. You don't need to go overboard. Like, if you come back with 50 problems on a page, you've probably gotten too granular. I just want you to really hit sort of the big stuff. You know, limit yourself to say no more than 5 or 6 things on a page, because I don't want this to feel like an unreasonable exercise. Just find 6 stuff max on each one of the pages, highlight it, classify it, give it a severity rating like you saw on Design Within Reach. Like, is this really a nasty thing that you've got to fix because it's impacting your business? Or is it more of a minor thing, it would just improve the experience? And think about what your recommendations would be. Don't share, this is one of those cases where I'm gonna say, like, don't get on the phone or email and start sending your stuff back and forth. I want each of you to work individually on this, because next week we're gonna spend most of the class working on brainstorming techniques. Since you're all working on the same website, we're gonna see which problems bubbled up sort of across people universally, how were they classified, what were some of the recommendations for fixing them, and then we're gonna use those identified problems and those identified recommendations as the seeds in practicing different brainstorming techniques. So this exercise actually leads into what we'll be doing in class next week, talking about brainstorming. So it's just a handful of pages. Limit yourself to 5 or 6 problems per page. Classify it, rate it, give it a solution. Right? So classify, describe, rate, and give a recommended solution. So it shouldn't be, I tried to pick a site that was sufficiently bad that you wouldn't have to dig for problems on each page. So it's just a matter of which ones do you want to call out and identify. Okay, any questions? No? All right. Have a good week.